From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials have announced plans for a new performance space at Dutchman's Landing as the first phase of the park's revitalization program. Village trustee Peter Grassi, who oversees the parks, said a new 28 by 25 foot bandstand is the first step. The design for the new bandstand is based on a stage located at Lake Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Grassi contacted the municipality to find out how it was built and was referred to Timber Peg Company in New Hampshire. Karen Robinson of the Heart of Catskill Association said the stage has been a long time coming. Robinson said, and I quote, "This is our 21st year of music in the park. With the money we raise, we do things for Dutchman's to keep the place as beautiful as it is," end quote. Robinson is hopeful the stage will be ready for the music series next summer. Grassi said the cost of the project is approximately $50,000. He said the association donated $24,000 and the remainder came from the village's parks budget. Future park projects include an upgrade to the boat launch and the parking lot, as well as renovation of the gallery building. Grassi estimates the upgrades will take a total of about 3 years. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Former Ichabod Crane Superintendent Michael Vanyo has been hired by the Berkshire Union Free School District in Canaan as its new superintendent. Vanyo resigned from Ichabod Crane in June after being arrested for a DWI and leaving the scene of an accident in Saratoga County. Vanyo was employed by the Kinderhook District since 2017. Prior to that assignment, he was the superintendent of the Gloversville School District. Berkshire Union Free is a part of the Berkshire Farm Center and Services of Youth. It includes the Berkshire Junior Senior High School in Canaan and the Warren Street Academy in Hudson. In New York, common school districts are able to combine as union free school districts and provide a high school. There are 75 union free school districts statewide. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Times Union is reporting ABC's Albany affiliate WTEN reported this week it will be among 171 Nexstar-owned stations nationwide that will start their daily broadcast with the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. A recorded national anthem, often played over an image of a waving flag, once signaled the end of the broadcast day, but Nexstar says it is restoring the long-held tradition at the start of the day. The anthem will now be played before WTEN's morning show at 3:59 a.m. Nexstar says it will have emerging artists record their own versions of the Star-Spangled Banner at Nashville's Belmont University, one of the fastest-growing Christian universities in the country. The Nexstar Media Group is headquartered in Irving, Texas. It is the second-largest television station owner in the U.S. Read the full story in the Times Union. Livingston Concerned Citizens is reporting the September 4th Livingston Planning Board meeting has been postponed, thereby delaying its decision on the proposed construction of a massive gas station at the Bells Pond intersection of Route 9, 9H, 23, and 82 just outside of Hudson. The decision on developer Global Partners' application for a special use permit is now scheduled to take place at the Planning Board's October meeting. Livingston Concerned Citizens said the State Department of Environmental Conservation has required additional information concerning the potential interference in the local bald eagle habitat posed by the project. The group also said additional requirements are needed to provide for the potentially damaging stormwater runoff from the facility as well. The Global Partners application states their work window is August 1st to January 1st. Bald eagles begin nesting in early December. Because the developer's timeline is delayed, construction would begin in the middle of nesting time, which the DEC does not recommend. Global Partners intends to build a 4,800-square-foot building with a 24-hour gas station, convenience store, and an all-town fresh cafe at the northern end of the Bells Pond intersection. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxc.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.